presenting.
Rolling.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, my people? Hope all is well with you. Had a fabulous weekend. Let me say shout out, Tom, to Fallbrook Church in Houston. I spoke there Saturday. Had a great time talking about putting faith into action. It was so wonderful. And the course was yesterday, of course, Deagle by the Texans game. Super Dave, how you like that 38-7? You like that?
Wow, can we move on?
You ain't going to see it tonight with the Bears in the Look, Sibba, I'm trying to give your Bears some props because y'all going to handle Dallas.
We're good.
Y'all going to handle Dallas.
But it is the
Dallas.
Bears. You're right, Roland. It's the Bears.
It is right. I'm talking about putting faith into action. See how much faith I got in Jay Cutler. Okay. All right, folks. Fabulous weekend. And TJ Holmes, sir, your Arkansas Razorbacks getting a butt kicked by Texas A&M. But good luck on your first day show on BET. Don't sleep. But after Saturday night, is can't sleep. All right, then. Tom, a Congressional Black Caucus, the folks at Nielsen released their annual report that dealt with the black consumer. And one of the things that jumped out to me was the fact that African-Americans are outpacing whites when it comes to purchasing of PDAs and pads, things along those lines. We turn to Cheryl Pearson-McNeil. She's the SVP of Public Affairs and Government Relations for Nielsen. And Cheryl, a lot of great things in this report that are important to black consumers. But that to me was a critical thing because we're truly living in this digital space today.
Yeah. Hi, Roland. Thanks for having me on. And hey, Tom. I think one of the important things is to note that when you talk about the iPhone and the growth, it's not growing as quickly with white America as it is with multicultural consumers in the United States.
And why
so
is that?
Americans. Well, I think it's to a certain degree for blacks. I think it kind of levels the digital divide that we may have felt when we had to have computers in the home. And so this is a different option. And so 54% of African Americans have smartphones. 60% of Asian Americans have smartphones. 45% of Caucasians have smartphones. So as you can see, we're outpacing them.
Now, Cheryl, this is critical for sites like Black America Web and others because when you talk about reaching African-American consumers, first of all, Tom, to your point, a lot of folks no longer have landlines. They're now going simply with one phone. But, Cheryl, being able to reach them with content, with videos, that's going to be huge as we move forward because even millennials are making it clear they prefer watching, shows and video online on pads, PDAs, and laptops than they do the television.
Yeah, one of the things we do in the study is we break down the fact that the black population is not a homogeneous population, of course, but advertisers need to understand that. Generationally, we actually spend our money differently. So millennials spend more time watching, as you say, video streaming than baby boomers, like, I don't know about you, Roland, but like me. So we tend to do more of the traditional type of viewing of videos on television. I think it's really important for us as blacks to understand this because what's happening is we're spending more of our dollars and we're spending more of our time in some of these mediums, but we're not necessarily seeing it reflected back when it comes to advertising. So total advertising dollars spent with black media, black radio, black magazines, black newspapers is just under 2%, just under 2% of the total advertising dollars spent with general market advertising. So companies spent about $2.1 billion advertising with black media. It's been $120 billion advertising on general market.
Well, again, that's why these reports are so critical. Cheryl, where can people read all of this report?
Go to Nielsen.com/African American, and Nielsen is N-I-E-L-S-E-N, African American, all one word, Nielsen.com/African American.
Lots of great information there. We surely appreciate it, Cheryl. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for having us.
All right. All right, bro.
All right.